Grun fai, ir gerip fai, de skeren fai, sha grun fai. Now, the circle. Preno, preno pa fai, cha kip fai, gerip kip fai, cha grun fai, pa fai. I am somewhat busy. Exactly, I am preparing it now, as I have told you. I know, I too wish we had some other way of achieving our goal, but I can assure you, are they reliable? In truth, I am uncertain, but they came to me before for a reason. I simply did not recognize it at the time. I regret it is not so simple. We will assemble soon enough. Now, leave me to do my part. No, no, I am not shouting at you. I feel likewise. Now, it is time. Fai-Clodi, shift. Fai-Clodi, shift. Fai-Clodi, shift.
You may think me strict, even ancient-minded, but as the world changes and our customs threaten to shift or vanish, it is more vital than ever before to hold to our ways, whatever the cost, even if we risk seeming inflexible or self-righteous. They have guided us for centuries, and so long as we are not led astray by passing notions and novelty, they will continue to serve us for many centuries still. That is why you received an unsatisfactory mark on your final exam, Jasmeet.
Simply because I disagree with some of your teachings?
University's teachings. This was a test of your comprehension, not of your opinions. In addition, you did not adequately cite your sources. Any further questions?
Yet Jasmeet's point stands. University does not hold sole claim to OD. Ritual magic and the laws of usage dictate how we should access OD, but they are not the only way.
I suggest you tread lightly, Aldo.
It is nigh-nigh, Kasha. Jasmeet, Aldo, and I are engaged in informal academic conversation only, correct?
Yes, Yanchua.
They understand that their learning does not cease when their classes do. Jasmeet and Aldo have chosen to devote Silver Knight to furthering their education. That is to be commended.
As you say, Jareth.
Good. Now then, what treasonous ideas were you Rintenema proposing in my very office? I jest. Speak, Senjin.
Only this, Yanchua. You've taught us that natural magic existed long before ritual.
Savage magic has, yes. And I should hope you did not only just learn this in my class, Jasmeet. All know this.
The Seven brought order to chaos and founded the Seven Universities. We know that ritual magic is more reliable and more easily regulated.
But why is not savage magic illegal? Children often employ it without rebuke, yet when an adult accesses OD in that way, their actions are punishable by death.
Not completely without rebuke. It is a question of scale, Aldo. A child, even one who is highly attuned, has little hope of causing a powerful effect. This does not mean, however, that they cannot be dangerous. The mind alone is used to control savage magic, and the mind can be capricious. Simply because one intends no harm does not mean harm will not be inflicted. As for the punishment of death, do not forget it is the maximum penalty reserved for cases where the caster's continued existence is a verifiable threat to innocent lives. A life is sacred, yes, but that is not an excuse for putting one, especially a criminal's, above the lives of many.
Yet what of other controlled methods of using OD? The Legion...
Not to suggest that we are advocating Legion methods, or the Legion itself in any conceivable way.
I should hope not.
The Legion is known to harness the energies of Teoden for their strange technology.
Strange and evil technology?
Yet University collects Teoden only to dispose of them. Why? Why not harness their energy as the Legion does and best them at their own gambit?
What? Absolutely not!
Kasha, there is no cause to react so forcefully. It was a valid question. Teoden are foul things, Aldo. It is a great drain upon the resources of University to dispose of them safely. Are you suggesting we should not continue in this manner?
Precisely. They proliferate in our forests, our rivers. Over the past year alone, Teoden recoveries have nearly tripled, which can only mean that they are appearing with much greater frequency. We must study them, not dispose of them.
What Aldo is saying is that, to preserve the essence of our ways, perhaps we must adapt, seek alternative paths.
The Hunters of Truth, however unsavory their methods, espouse precisely this. It is said that they advocate the combination of ritual magic with natural, and that the end result is...
is terrorism. They savagely attacked Prula Wo Renligoldi last month, or have you forgotten? You would do well not to preach their doctrine within these walls.
Kasha, Senjin.
However academic your argument.
Jasmith and Aldo, I do take your point. Yet your knowledge is limited by experience. Teoden consume life, and any energy they might provide can only do likewise. But, Aldo, if at the end of the coming class cycle you are still interested in studying them, we can discuss a temporary transfer to a sister university where methods of disposing of and preventing Teoden are actively studied, such as Prula Wo Veliaodi. It is said to be quite a beautiful school. As for combining ritual magic with savage, well...
Yenshua?
Ah, well, yes. Perhaps the end result may be greater, more powerful than either alone. But the cost is very high, especially to the health and general well-being of the user. Loss of sleep, erratic moods, hallucinations, alienation of friends and loved ones.
Jareth, what?
Apologies. There is much on my mind.
So... if it can be done, then...
Targanane, you remain here at this late hour?
Greetings, Jareth, Kasha, students.
Yenshua.
Jareth, when you have a moment, I would speak with you.
Of course, Perenshua.
The hour is late. Excuse us, and Chogendil Ferin for your indulgence, Yenshua.
Yes, Chagrendi. You defer to him always.
I told you that he would not alter my score.
Just me, Toldo. While scholarly debate is well and good, remember that whatever its apparent ease, savage magic is dangerous and unpredictable. Use of it can bring only incalculable harm.
And then I insert it directly into your mind. Simple yet brilliant, yes?
Mike's right. You violated our personal space.
Is Meek okay? He may require time to adjust.
You should have told us what you were doing.
I thought you would be impressed. Now you two do not have to depend on these trinkets.
My Brian Hutt.
Esmer, I was trying to learn Jarendrayan the old-fashioned way.
And now you know it. I do not understand.
I do not think Meek does either.
It arrives to myself leisurely.
See? He only requires time for his mind to acclimate my spell.
Too bad there are no CSL classes here, right, Meek?
What is that?
Charandrayan as a second language.
I speak Charandrayan good.
I would have preferred that to you messing with my brain.
Now that I can talk. Hey, Catherine. Look where we are. Laundi.
Yeah, so?
Do you know what that means?
What?
Wait for it. In 3, 2, 1.
You were right. I was wrong. We made it back. Happy now.
Yes.
Great. There'll be no living with him now.
It is true. Living with Meek can be a trial.
Hey.
I am surprised, Keith, that you did not hear his snoring all the way in JP.
Oh, Kate's no stranger to snoring. That girl knows her snoring.
Fesmer, can you undo your spell? Oh, no, then I'd still understand him. Can you make him speak only a language no one else can understand?
I hope you are joking.
I don't suppose you could place Klingon into my language core. I always wanted to learn, but it takes so much time.
Is there a word in Klingon for loneliness?
Ah, yes.
Gardok!
Nice. High five.
Perhaps my spell did not quite work as I had thought.
No. The spell worked fine. They're quoting an old episode of... Wow, is that Zana's?
Whoa, unreal.
Much has changed in the year you have been gone.
It's so...
Like Mikey Double D's, no?
That's Mickey D's, but yeah, talk about a renovation. Look, there's Mr. Ham! He's totally on Zana's sign. See, Catherine? I told you Mr. Ham would be a great scheme. You could have been a celebrity.
I liked it the way it was.
I stopped here before going into the woods. It had changed so much in the months I'd been away. I scarcely recognized it. Zana was not even there. She was visiting her second store near university.
What do you mean you were away?
I have been gone from Landi for nearly a year.
That pen over there, does that sign read Goat Rides?
It does. Whoa, I can read now too. Fesmer, you're a genius.
Stupid.
Hey, it's Umbra. Why is Zana giving Umbra rides?
Perhaps they have younger, stronger goats to pull the carts. Or perhaps Zana has at last purchased horses.
Heaven forbid.
Come, we must seek Zana.
Just in time for dinner.
Yes. I had expected hours of failed attempts not to succeed on the first try. But I am drained all the same.
There are people in there. Is Zana's still open?
I thought everything was closed on Silver Night.
More business for Zana. I'd like to think I taught her that.
You did.
Hello and welcome to Zana's home of Mr. Ham and his famed pig pies. The wait will be about...
We are actually here to see Zana, on business.
Zana, up front!
What is it now? Oh, my.
We're back!
Zana!
Shishwa!
What happened? Why are you here?
It was my doing.
And Fesmer? Oh, Anorum, let me take hold of you all, so I am certain you are not a phantasm of Silver Knight's past.
Lana.
You got anywhere we can set down our gear? These packs are kind of bulky.
We shall be in the office if I am needed.
Yes, Yanshua.
Come, you must tell me everything.
I must tell you something, Jareth.
Of course, Perrinchois.
Perhaps you wish first to dismiss your task mage?
Kasha is familiar with all of my failings, Targanane. Speaking of which, is this regarding the end-of-year faculty meeting?
Oh, yes, the faculty meeting.
It did not proceed quite so poorly as that.
You did have much to say about the laws of usage. Much more, perhaps, than the administrators would have liked to hear.
Well...
But much less than you could have said, it is true. Remind me later to counsel you on selecting which battles to fight and when to fight them, Jareth. But that is not why I came. We have confirmed a massive Odis surge to the west of Laundi. Did you sense it?
No, Perrinchois.
Of course, you are not attuned. Kasha?
I do not know, Yanshua. I suppose there was something, but I thought at the time it was moral outrage. Oh, Targanoni, if you had but heard the things these students were saying.
They were merely attempting to learn, albeit in a confrontational manner. Not unlike another former student of mine, Kasha.
Boxin will fire, Jareth.
Why do you tell me of this, Perrinchois?
It felt similar to a surge that occurred over a year ago, prior to our last major undying attack. This surge also originated from the same location.
Ah.
That is most interesting. Do you believe this heralds another attack from undying?
I could not say. What do you think, Jareth?
I would not presume to know, Perrinchois. As you said, I am not attuned.
I thought perhaps you might have some insight.
Apologies, Perrinchois. I do not. Would you both excuse me? The hour grows late, and there is a small matter in town that requires my attention.
Of course, Jareth. Do not hesitate to call on me should you require anything at all.
No, I mean, yes, of course, Perrinchois. Chagrindio Fai.
Is something wrong, Jareth?
It is of no concern, Kasha. Look over next term's curriculum by tomorrow, Senjin. I would like to submit it to committee soon, and it must be reviewed by another's eyes.
Certainly. My friends and I are cooking tonight, if you wish to join us later.
Chagrindi? But likely not. Some other time?
Some other time.
Fortuitous trials, Kasha. I could not possibly eat right now.
I didn't realize how much I missed your cooking, Zana.
It is merely my recipe. Thanks to your marketing, I have cooks who perform all of the true labor now.
And these new toys are excellent. Maybe they don't have the charm of the ones Fesmer and I made, but... Whoa! They're squeaky toys! How'd you manage that?
Here, Zana, try this.
This is from Bosdon? It smells very...
Is that coffee?
What do you think I left at the bottom of my pack with?
It is different.
I guess it's something of an acquired taste.
So tell me, why have you returned? I thought you wanted to go home.
We have to find Shauna. We can't leave her here alone.
I had supposed as much.
Enough, Meek.
Yes, one can only take so much.
I can't help it. These squeaky goat toys are ingenious.
Chagrandi, keep it.
Oh, now we'll never get a moment's peace.
In fact, you may all take one.
Ooh, really?
Meek.
Mike. And I swear it wasn't me.
Mike's right about these.
Mike? Right? Score two!
They're cute.
Pah.
Okay, now that I've eaten, I can think again.
Is that all it takes?
Zana, you always seem to know crazy things. Have you heard something that could help us?
Yeah, have you heard anything? Anything about Shauna at all?
I know only what Jareth told me.
Yeah, for what that is worth.
Which was what exactly?
She was alive.
Praise Aenorim!
She was taken by Porek out of the trading post. They left in a wagon together.
So, what you doing with your brother, Fez?
How should I know, Meek?
Cool it, guys.
What else? Did she go willingly? Were there guards?
What kind of state was she in? Was she hurt?
What of the Undying?
Of these things, I cannot tell you. You will have to wait for Jareth.
Nah, we can't wait for him. I'm not wasting minutes we don't have.
Wait, Fesmer, if she's alive, couldn't you far speak with her?
I have attempted. While recovering from my injuries, I did hear her faintly, but far speaking has its limits. And she had reached them by the time I was well enough to attempt contact.
But you contacted Archon in Boston!
Far-speaking is limited by distance and attunedness and personal connection. Archon is attuned and we have a very long history, so it was possible for me to find her, but only just. Also, there was something peculiar about trying to reach Boston. It was not like distance. It was something else.
So what about Shauna? Why didn't she try to reach us?
Perhaps she could not. Neither of you are attuned, and she had enough difficulty trying to contact her brother.
So her contacting us is out, and you can't contact her?
That is correct.
Well, that sucks.
We knew it wouldn't be easy.
That raises a point. How do you intend to find Shauna?
Do you guys have any other info you can give me?
Us, Mike.
The only thing I know with certainty is that she was still alive for the days occurring after Silver Knight. Anything further would only be speculation based on rumor. Hardly anything useful.
Jareth was unable to learn more either.
Neither did he try very hard.
Sadramina Cha, Fesmer. No two people are the same. He followed his own path, as you have followed yours.
So, what you're telling me is that neither of you can give me a city to look in, or a person to go to? Even a direction to go in?
Such is the unfortunate truth.
Then it's time for Plan B. I'll go to Dranmer.
Are you certain?
Yeah, didn't they kick you out last time?
Are you truly ready to ask your one question, Meek?
Mike. This is about finding Shauna, not about my dad's dream for me. I can do this.
Do as you wish, Meek.
Mike, Senjin.
Mike, but you should know that Aenorim tell you what you need to know, not what you wish to hear. Often their meanings can be vague, and there are many possible ways to interpret their message.
It's the only way at this point. They told Shauna how to get us home, and she did that. I'm sure with all of us combined, we'll be able to figure out what they have to tell me.
Mike's right, actually. If this is the only way, then so be it.
Well, Kate, if you support him, who am I to argue?
Woohoo! Mark it on the calendar! The day Mike was right about stuff.
Mike, don't ruin the moment.
Yes, Mike. Rather, make a list of any supplies you think you will need on your way to Dranmer. Then find Bellon. He will procure the supplies for you. Kate, please, follow me.
Hey, Fesmer, is that a new sword?
It is.
Cool. Is there a real one this time?
You will not allow me to forget that, will you?
Come on, Meek. I will assist you with your list making.
What is it, Zana?
I have something to give you.
But you've given me so much already. I don't know how I could...
Quiet. Return to you is perhaps a better way of phrasing it.
My bow. I mean, your...
It is your bow, Kate. Yours, until you pass it to another.
Zana, thank you. I never thought I'd see it again after the Legion captured us.
Jareth investigated the site the next day and recovered it.
You must have been relieved.
Perhaps. Sometimes I think this bow chooses its own path.
Wish I could say the same about its owner.
How so?
Zana, I fell hard. I did everything wrong in Boston. I was too ashamed to come back and face you. I thought you'd be disappointed in me.
Oh, Kate, I am simply overjoyed to see you again. What possible cause could I have to be disappointed in you?
I acted poorly.
I failed Shauna, and...
Home, Voluna. Quiet now. Twilight is behind you, and there is dawn ahead. Let us greet it.
Yes, Shishwa.
Come now and bring your bow. Let us see if Meek has your supplies yet.
Well, finally. Now we're all ready to go.
We're going now? It's sundown. We'll get there at midnight.
Dry and Penyo are not accustomed to accommodating pilgrims in the middle of Silver Night.
Well, too bad. I'm not wasting any time. Besides, it works out perfect. We leave our packs and go tonight. We come back in the AM and use the afternoon to get supplies and start off wherever next morning.
I see you are resolved in this. I will not stand in your path, nor can I accompany you. What I can do is provide you with a container of hot soup. Archon, would you assist me?
Yes, Shishwa. Tonight? You really want to be walking there at night? What if there's bandits or something, like Jareth said last time?
Nah, he was just showing off. Besides, it's Silver Night. It's going to be almost as bright as day. Vesmer, you've been quiet. Any objections?
Well, I...
Huh.
Jareth!
Kaith! Meek! Vesmer, is this your doing again?
You have to ask.
There was a massive OD surge, even for Silver Night. They could feel it at university. Oh, I knew that something must have...
Zona has kindly provided us with some of her delicious... Daggone Rumpel.
You.
Wow. Dramatic tension. Any possibility we could, talk about this on the way to Dranmer? Just, you know, asking.
The sun is setting.
Yeah.
I am concerned.
About Archon or Vesmer?
The Laundy you left is not the Laundy to which you returned.
Yeah, I know. Especially Zana's, right?
There has been more unrest of late. More legionnaires, more bandits. People have begun warding their doors at night. I am concerned about traveling to Dryanmer after the sun has set.
Oh. Where'd you go earlier?
Hmm?
Right before we all left.
Oh, that. I had to contact Targanane, my mentor, through Charapuenofi. He is holding an end-of-the-semester faculty party. I told him that circumstances beyond my control have made it impossible for me to attend.
So I hear you're the one that recovered my bow.
Yes! I found it while I was looking for clues. I wanted to see if there was anything I could find that could lead me to wherever Porek took Shayna.
Chagrindiofi, Jareth. This bow means a lot to me.
Chalionathai. I wish I could have found more regarding Shayna. Yet, it was little but a burnt ruin crawling with undying.
You tried.
Some would disagree with you. She meant something to me too, Kaith.
If my therapy sessions have taught me anything, it's that sometimes we transpose our own guilt onto other people.
Are you saying that I...
Oh, no. I mean, maybe Vesmer feels guilty about what happened last year, and he blames you because it's easier.
Sometimes I feel as if Vesmer will never forgive me. I was only trying to protect him. It pains me when Vesmer acts as if I do not care. I do. I wanted to find Shayna. I wanted to heal Vesmer. But I could only do so much. There were no leads, and after Vesmer healed, he left. I did not know what to do.
I know.
With no tangible leads, and no one to help, I had no choice but to proceed with my life's path.
I understand.
You and Meek went home. Archon betrayed us. Shayna was lost to me. Vesmer was so wrathful that he vanished. Zana had her shop to pour her heart into. My work was all I had left to bury myself in.
I know how you feel. I almost didn't come. Archon insisted, but I refused to believe her. 5 more minutes and I wouldn't be here.
Why are you here?
I couldn't say, really. But it hit me that if there was even the smallest hope that Shauna was alive and rescuable... We all have coping mechanisms. Mine was to alienate the few family and friends I had left. You see, your family left. I pushed mine away. It's not the same thing, but I can definitely understand the position you were in.
Kaith, Chagrendi for your sentiment. You and perhaps Zana are the only ones who feel this way.
How was it, Meek, being home?
Mike. It wasn't what I expected.
What were you expecting?
Relief. Instead, I got a year of worrying about Shauna and trying to come back for her. Thanks to you and Archon.
Thanks to me?
Excuse me? Don't you owe Archon some of the credit?
If I could have brought you back without her, I would have.
I thought...
You were a means to an end. That is all. You're the only person I could connect to, but we are not friends, Archon. Not any longer.
It wasn't easy for her there, you know?
Am I supposed to feel sympathy? She did not have to go.
You wouldn't say that if you were there. She was sick.
Meek.
She had to learn English from scratch. No translation pendants. No one to do weird things to her brain.
Meek.
Do you know how fast Boston is compared to this backwater place? She had to keep up with that after living here her whole life.
Meek! Boston was very fast, but I did okay. I may not be welcome here.
You are not.
Yet I am glad to be back where I belong. I will have to face the consequences of my choices, but I would rather do so with clarity here than sick and lost in Boston. I am thankful for that, at least.
Do not think your thanks will earn my forgiveness.
I do not.
So, Vesmer, you were gone for a whole year? What'd you do? Please tell me it involved some warm springs and hot chicks.
I sought knowledge of myself. I was not strong enough last year. Shena's growth, Arkan's betrayal, and the revelation about my family, they all showed me that I still had much to learn. So I left in hopes of finding myself and Shena if I could. Boxen will fight that I could not.
Did you at least find some clarity about yourself?
Yes, I believe I have found my path.
I am glad for you, Vesmer. I see my fate clearly as well. In order to return, I have resigned myself to whatever fate lies in store for me.
Archon, not to go all philosophy professor on you, but nothing's preordained. We make our own fate.
Then what of Draenmar?
It's just a place to start. I mean, how wise can they be if they're dead?
You have such a unique way of phrasing things.
You should be more respectful, even if they are dead people.
We have you surrounded.
What the hey?
Bandits!
Leave us your money and valuables, and we leave you in peace.
2-1, my preferred odds. Faiklaldi, push!
That one is a mage.
Get him!
Come forth, Karos. This sword is not for show.
Meek, tackle them!
What are you waiting for? Assist me.
Restrain the other two.
Archon, behind you!
There's more where that came from. Hey, let me go!
Well, you are a feisty one.
Meek, do something!
I can't.
I'm coming, Vesmer!
Imranna, Kaith requires your aid.
Hold it right there. You fancy yourself a swordsman.
A better one than you.
What's that? Oh, no!
A legion! Men to the woods!
Halt, scum!
Oh, come on! Legionnaires too?
Take that sword. At least we will get something out of this.
Rakor,
we need to move. You three, after them.
Yes, Balor.
Vesmer, are you okay?
Yeah. It seems that we showed them.
Mike?
What is going on? Where'd Archon go?
You there. Are any of your party hurt? We have medical supplies.
Vesmer?
I am Rana. Scrapes and bruises. I need no assistance from scum.
We could ask the bandits to return if you would like.
What about you?
I am also Rana.
What are you doing out here? Do you not know what hour it is?
We have to get to Draenmar.
Pilgrims, even on Silver Night of all nights, it is not safe to travel down this secluded path.
But Draenmar is sacred ground.
Draenmar is. This path is not. Would you care for further escort?
Chagrendi, but I think we can take care of ourselves from here.
As you desire, friend. Report.
We lost track of them in the thicket.
I suspect they will not return this night.
They are becoming more brazen, but we shall get them all in time.
Chagrendi.
Quotazo, friend. Come, men. Resume patrol.
That was weird. That was really weird.
Many things have changed. The Legion has begun putting Laundi under their protection. It is all we can do to slow their expansion. And we thought the Red Circle was territorial.
Have they departed?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Are you okay, Meek?
I'm fine. Nothing to talk about.
Vesmer, are you really Rana?
I believe so.
Let me see to you. I have become quite adept at first aid.
I do not need help from you. Where is that vial?
You have healing potions now?
No, it is merely Damon Tukaina.
What's that?
It is a killer of pain. A strong one. Fesmer.
Enough! I want no assistance from Pulevin such as you.
Fesmer, why are you still vexed with me?
Because you betrayed my trust.
Guys!
How can I prove to you I did not betray you? You would put me in the same category as Arkan?
Hey now!
What is it you desire from me?
The truth!
Oh, I know this! You cannot handle the truth!
Arkan.
Why did you let me believe that my brother was dead?
Better than being burdened by what he truly was.
Guys!
Porek is my family. It was my right to know.
We were your family!
Wonderful family, a liar and a spy!
Enough! This isn't about your issues with each other. This is about Shauna.
Meek.
Mike.
Mike is right. We should be on our way before more bandits or legionnaires come this way.
For Shayna's sake, then, let us depart.
Fesmer, what's the matter?
Did the potion not kick in yet?
No, it is not that. It is... They stole my sword!
Aw, we'll get you a new one.
But that was a new sword. Oh, my sword!
Aw, we'll get you a new one.
But that was a new sword.
We have arrived.
I don't think Fezra is doing too well.
It is nothing.
Okay. I'm going in.
Wait, Meek.
Mike.
Before you enter, we should practice the ritual.
Jareth, dude, I got it covered.
Ike, you should at least...
Don't excite yourself, Fesmer.
Humor me, Senjin. Let me hear you recite it.
I want to enter, so please let me. Okay, maybe I need a refresher.
You must say, I humbly ask permission to enter.
But I'm the one entering.
Yes, you must say you ask permission to enter.
Oh, okay, so you ask permission to...
Mike, stop messing around, just say the words.
Right. You must then say, I respect this place and what it represents, and I know the sacrifices you make by abiding my entry. I am honored by your indulgence. Now you.
Look, I get it, okay? I'm not as dumb as everyone thinks I am.
It is exceedingly late. Pilgrims and visitors must wait for the morning to find the truth.
My friend here needs medical attention.
Cave.
We were attacked by bandits.
No wonder. To travel so late at night is foolishness.
I am perfectly Rana.
No, he is not. You should go and be healed.
I will be Rana tomorrow.
If you do not go, I do not think you will be Rana tomorrow.
What are you scheming?
Nothing. All the blood loss has made you paranoid. Stop asking questions and go with Drainpenyo.
Come with me. We can heal your wound.
Now's my chance.
Meek, no! What about the rites?
Excuse me, Drainpenyo.
Yes? What is it?
I respect you and your sacred place, and I'd like permission to enter and ask my question, humbly, before the Inarum.
He would also be honored by your indulgence.
This is most unusual.
Look, a friend is in trouble, and this may be our only chance of finding out how to help her. It's a matter of life and death. Otherwise, we would not have come so late and disturbed you.
He seeks what is lost, and so invokes his right to find his truth.
Senjin?
Custom must be upheld. But I see that your need is truly great. You may end.
Thank you, Chagrendi!
Like in Rhaenwercha, Jolam Tenor and Drainpenyo. Chagrendi Ofai.
Arkan, drumroll please.
Meek, have some reverence. This is sacred ground.
Well, I already used my dramatic line and everything back there. I am so humble right now.
Like in Drainwercha.
Do not forget to drink the water!
Hi, my name is Mike Archer, and I'm not from your world, but you probably know that. I don't know if you remember, but you told my friend, Shauna Brown, how to get us home. Well, She did that. Only she didn't come back with us. I've spent the last year worrying about what happened to her. Did the Undying kill her? Was she alive and well at Zana's? Or was she being tortured by the Legionnaires? So for the last 6 months, my sole focus has been trying to find a way back to Landi. And, as you can see, I'm here. I'm here, and I've come to invoke my right to truth, to ask my one question. So, here goes. To the fall... Oh, right, the water. Right then. To the fallen peoples of Landi, I humble myself and ask you this favor. How can I find Shauna Brown? Speak to me in the words of one who knew truth. Go west? That's it? That's all I get? You gotta be kidding me. Hello? Hello? That's it? Guys?
So, do you all stay here?
Not all. Here we meditate on the truth of things. Out there we seek it.
And then you ask your question, and that's it?
It varies. Some leave after their question is answered. Others spend the rest of their lives trying to unravel Anorim's answer.
What do you, the Draen Peño, believe in?
We believe in truth. We believe that there are many truths yet to be found, and that every discovered truth brings clarity to our world and makes it easier to live in.
How long have you been here, seeking your truth?
Time is not as important here. We are to spend as much time as is necessary seeking our truth. Most pass 15 silver nights in the pursuit of it. Some less, often more.
Meek!
Mike! Mike?
What is it, Meek?
Mike.
Well, what happened? What did they say about finding Shauna?
We're going west.
West? Why west? What did they say?
They said to go west.
That's it?
That was all they said to you?
Guess I should have been more specific.
It is okay, Meek.
Ainorim have their reasons, though I cannot imagine why it would be so brief and direct.
Probably to give Mike a taste of his own medicine.
Ainorim speak only truth. If you go west, then you shall find that which is lost.
Do not tell me you engaged them in witty banter.
Did you, Meek?
Mike, you did say the ritual words, right?
Look. Maybe I didn't say every single tiny little syllable, no. But basically I said them, yeah.
I hope that's just a stupid reference.
Some things are not for joking, Meek.
If you offended them, that might explain their answer.
Ugh, even after we practiced the words!
Y'all suck. Yes, I said the ritual words correctly and with reverence.
Then that does not explain it.
Jareth, what exactly is west of here?
The Great Westerly Road.
Let me guess, it goes due west?
It does. Many of our greatest cities lie along it.
Well then, guess we're all getting compasses. We must go west.
That said, I would advise you to not always take Ainorim's answer so literally. The wisdom of Ainorim can be found in the layers of their words.
Yeah, both of them. They sounded pretty clear and layerless to me. With all due respect, of course.
It is at least a place to start.
Hold up, guys. What...
Halt! We have you surrounded.
What the? Oh, Sharon! What did you do to us?
Meenin Boxen Wolfi. There was no other way.
Meek!
You did the proper thing, Jareth. Arkhan of Laundi, you are accused of being a member of the Legion of Orin and an enemy to the people. With my inalienable power granted by Prulao Wal Taron Tenedi and the Jake Namura of the Seven, I place you under arrest. I implore you to come willingly.
Senjin, this is sacred ground. Neutral ground. We desire no part in your conflict. Do not desecrate this holy place.
Draen Peño, I have no wish to violate your hallowed earth, but that woman is a traitor to the people of Laundi. That includes you. If she does not surrender herself, I'll be forced to move in my men after her.
Oh, no. If you think for 1 minute you can just waltz in and violate centuries of...
No, Kaith. It is okay. I do not wish for this place to be defiled. I knew this might be my fate when I chose to return. I surrender myself to you.
Archon!
Shackle her.
It is Rana, Meek. Go now. Find Shayna.
Mike, Kaith, we must leave now and return to Zana's.
This isn't over. We are going to have so many words, you...
Oxen Wofai, Meek. Kaith, I must put you into protective custody.
Protective what? Hey, get off!
This way, Senjin.
Jareth, you son of a... Ah, hey, let go!
Torganane, this was not supposed to happen!
Stand aside, Jareth, and be content that you are free to go without an escort. It is due only to your cooperation that you are not joining your unusual friends.
Yes, Perrinchwa.
We're screwed again! Why are we always screwed?
Jareth, what's going to happen?
Archon will be tried as a legionnaire, and if found guilty, possibly sentenced to death.
No.
We must hold to our ways, whatever the cost.
Thank you for listening to Second Shift, production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. Episode 15, While You Were Away, was written by Missy Serby with Brandon Kroos and edited by John Tanzer. It was directed by Neil Marsh. The voice actors in order of audience are Andrew Schwartz as Fesmer, Brad Smith as Jareth, Shauna Francis as Jasmeet, Matt Kimmel as Aldo, Kamala Dolanova as Kasha, Paul Harrington as Targanane, Mike Hunter as Mike Archer, Alexandria Gist as Catherine Rinson, Julia Lunetta as Archon, Christina Milatovic as Zana and Dryan Peño, and Ari Herbstman also as Dryan Peño. Additional roles were played by Andrew Schwartz, Brad Smith, Matt Kimmel, Paul Harrington, Alexandria Gist, Christina Milatovic, Jason Merrill, Ari Herbstman, and Neil Marsh. Audio engineering for this audio play is by Andrew Schwartz with Rob Sumner. Post-production and Foley are by Rob Sumner, Renan Anastasio, and members of the Second Shift cast, with mastering by Andrew Schwartz. Original music created by Tiffin Weinstock. Second Shift is produced by Becky Davis and Brad Smith, with assistance from Sequoia Wild. The creator and executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Jennifer Schubert. For more information or to join our listener community, please visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. The Second Shift podcast is distributed by Farpoint Media. Second Shift is copyright 2007 Blue Sky Red Design.
With my inalienable power granted by the Prulao Walter intent.
Granted by Prulao, not the.
Granted, okay. With my inalienable power granted by the Prulao Walter intent. Granted by Prulao Walter intent. With my inalienable. Granted by Prulao. Granted by Prulao Walter intent. That's a mess of words. All right.